Okay, Apple has released new iPads, and that's what we're going to be talking about on today's episode. Welcome to the Must Increase podcast. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Must Increase podcast. Or if it's your first time joining us, we're glad you're here. We do hope you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I am glad you're here. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and our mission here is to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of your church, your family, your business, and beyond. And so again, welcome to the Must Increase podcast. Today, we are going to just skip right to the main topic, which is going to be new iPads and one other item that Apple announced earlier this week. Now, it should be noted that there was no big event or fanfare like that because these updates are somewhat incremental and small and didn't really require a big event. And so Apple just put out some press releases, a couple of videos, and that was kind of the extent of the announcement. And so I wanted to just walk through what they announced as of October 18th, which time of recording is yesterday, but time of release, it'll be a few days ago. But anyways, let's look at the first thing, which is that I was going to cover just quickly, which is the Apple TV 4K. Now, it was a little bit of a surprise to me that they have already updated the Apple TV. A lot of times there's 2 or 3 years in between updates, and they had just updated it last year. So to be honest with you, I'm a little bit upset about that, because I got the 2021 version of last year of the Apple TV last year. And this is not a massive upgrade, but they have added a couple things. First of all, it's a little bit smaller. It's a little bit faster. It starts with more storage of 64 gigs, and then you have that 128 gig option. And the remote here, you can't see in this picture, but it actually has USB-C connectivity instead of Lightning, so you can charge it over USB-C. And also, the price is starting at $50 less than what it was before. And so it was starting at $179, if my math is right there. Now it starts at $129 for the Wi-Fi only. And if you do want Ethernet, that is one thing that they have changed, is that they've made it a little bit more if you want the Ethernet model. And it is a good idea to get the Ethernet model, simply to have the option to hardwire your internet connection so you're not reliant on your Wi-Fi signal. But that is the changes to Apple TV. And again, not a massive change or upgrade there. The biggest the biggest goal here is they're trying to make the Apple TV, as far as the hardware, more affordable. When you compare it to what Google or Amazon is offering, Apple is much more expensive. I mean, Google and Amazon both have sub-$100, even sub-$50 options. And so this is just Apple taking a step to try to get a little bit closer to making their stuff more affordable and maybe more competitive in the TV market. So that was the Apple TV. Next, we will look at the new iPad. And this is the new iPad as far as just their base level iPad. Now, there is the biggest difference. I mean, this is a pretty big upgrade for this base level iPad, because it goes with the all new, you know, full screen design, no more home button. It's got different colors. And really, as we'll see here in a moment, it looks just like the iPad Air or even iPad Pro in terms of the overall layout and design of it. They've gone with the Touch ID now is on the top of the device. Like I said, they got rid of the home button, and so it's on the top of the device there. They've got it again completely designed. They've got this new keyboard they've added for it, and it's, you know, looks like a pretty good keyboard. Connects through a smart connector. It's a two-piece keyboard. They had a video kind of explaining all of that. And then other than that, I mean, it's not a massive upgrade. I mean, yes, they went with the A14 Bionic chip, which is a step up from the previous model, but it should be noted this is not the latest of the A line of Bionic chips. I believe they're on the A16 now, which is in the iPhone 14 Pro. And so it's kind of two generations behind, I suppose, there. But again, this is we'll talk a little bit about maybe which one you should get here in a moment, but this is still going to be a great high-performing iPad. They feature the Apple Pencil support, a few other things here. Again, we're not going to touch on everything because other than the design of the iPad, it is a pretty small upgrade design and, you know, speed, like I said, with the little bit of a better processing chip. It does have 5G capabilities and upgraded Wi-Fi speed as far as Wi-Fi 6 there. And like I said, the just these different things, again, we're not going to go through everything. Now, this is interesting. With the design change, you can't see it in these photos, but it did change to using the USB-C connector for charging and connectivity rather than Lightning. Interestingly enough, though, they did not add compatibility with the second generation Apple Pencil. So if you want to use the Apple Pencil with this base level iPad, you still have to have the generation one, which if you know the main difference between the two is that the second generation charges and connects to it magnetically kind of on the side of the iPad when you've got the iPad Air, iPad Pro, iPad Mini. However, this does not have that ability. So you've got to use that first generation iPad, which if you take this little cap off on these first generation iPad Pencil or Apple Pencils rather, there's a Lightning connector, and it's designed to connect to the Lightning port on the iPad so that you could charge the Pencil. Well, now that they don't have Lightning on the Lightning connector on the iPad in favor of USB-C, now you're going to have yet another little dongle adapter in order to charge your Pencil. I think that is an interesting choice. I don't really, other than maybe just trying to cut cost, which I'm assuming that's what it was, I don't really understand why they just didn't add the second generation Apple Pencil support on this iPad. But anyways, that is, if you're looking for an iPad with a Pencil, to me, that would be a little bit of an annoyance there. But anyways, Index said they have this new keyboard, so that's kind of cool. And they go on to talk a little bit more about the software and apps and things like that it does. Now, that is the new iPad, like I said, base level iPad. Now, the other iPad that they announced is the new iPad Pro. And I will say, though, that this iPad Pro is, in terms of looks, it is completely the same. It looks exactly the same as the current iPad Pro. There's really not much difference at all. No difference, I should say, on the cosmetics of it as far as the outside. But the big improvement here, as expected, is they did add the M2 chip, which is the next generation M model. The current of the before this, the iPad Pro was running with the M1 chip. And so now it's got the M2 chip. And I will say the M2 chip is very powerful, especially for a base level iPad or computer. It is actually really, really powerful. And so adding that was pretty cool. And they kind of just go through and really highlight all that. Improving the screen a little bit, I believe, but not by much. And they kind of go through highlighting that. But it should be noted that the 13-inch screen is better than the 11-inch screen. That has been kind of the standard for a while. But they, again, go improving kind of the displays overall, now highlighting, of course, what can be done on with the software and the iPadOS 16, which we'll be releasing later as well. By the way, if you're not watching, this is a good episode to watch. I'm going to include the link to our YouTube channel there in the show notes because I am just moving through sharing my screen. So if you want that visual aid, I should throw that out there. You need to check that out, the video version of this episode, that is. But anyways, as we go through, better cameras. So again, kind of stuff that we expect and so on and so forth. I think one of the coolest things, again, yes, better Wi-Fi, got 5G capabilities, things we would pretty much just come to expect. Now, the Apple Pencil feature here that's pretty unique is, as you can see here, there is this ability to hover the Pencil, I think they say within 12 millimeters of the screen. As you hover the Pencil over your screen, the screen is going to detect it before the Pencil ever truly touches the screen. So that is pretty cool, as you can kind of see how they've illustrated that. That kind of helps a little bit more precision functionality and so forth there. So that is the new iPad Pro. Now, I will say this, the biggest difference between this iPad Pro, a feature that they did not add to this, that they did actually add to the new iPad. The new iPad's camera, front camera rather, is on the side now, which makes a lot of sense when you're using it in a, which, because many times when you're using an iPad, especially with a keyboard, you're going to be using it in a landscape format. And so if you're on video calls or whatever, it makes a lot more sense to have that, as you can see, I'm zooming in on it there, if you're watching, that camera right there. They did not add this to the new, as you can see here on the, you can't really tell in this photo in particular. I'm zooming in on it a little bit there. You can kind of make it out, but as you can tell, either whether you can see it clearly or not, they did keep the camera in the top of the iPad. And so that's interesting that they didn't move it, but they only did that on the iPad, the new actual baseline iPad. So that's the one thing that this baseline iPad now has kind of up on as far as a better feature than all the other iPads. It does make a lot of sense to have that camera on the side, that front-facing camera on the side rather than the top for when you're, you know, got turned sideways to use it for video calls. So let's just do a quick rundown. Now I want to compare these iPads quickly. And so I want to just do a quick rundown of everything. So first of all, as far as just comparing everything that they released new, and then I'm going to do some other comparisons as well. But again, we're just going to run through it quickly. Of course, there's the screen differences. You've got the 12.9-inch screen here, 11-inch, 10.9-inch. Now, in theory, these are the bodies of these iPads, the iPad Pro 11-inch and iPad 10th generation. In theory, they're the same size, but the iPad Pro just has slightly slimmer bezels, so technically it is an 11-inch screen. Of course, you do see that the best screen is going to be still for the 12.9-inch iPad, and then the 11-inch has a better one than the 10.9-inch, obviously, as expected. Yes, the 12.9 and the 11-inch iPad both have the M2 chip. Again, that's a very powerful iPad. I mean, speed and processing performance-wise, it is going to blow away this 10th generation iPad. Better cameras on the iPad Pro models, better cameras in terms of the front-facing camera and the back camera. Again, it is nice that the front-facing camera on the 10th generation is on the side. That makes a lot of sense, but wouldn't be a deal breaker for me necessarily. And then you see the ultra-wide cameras available on the iPad Pro, whereas you've got two cameras on the iPad Pro as opposed to just one rear-facing camera on the new iPad base level iPad. 5G connectivity across the board. Face ID is kind of your how you unlock the iPad on the iPad Pro models. Touch ID on that top button is how you unlock it on your 10th generation. Storage on the Pros does go up to 2 terabytes, whereas you can only get 256 max on the base level iPad. And yes, works with second generation Apple Pencils for the iPad Pro and still the first generation for the 10th generation iPad. And they've got the keyboard folio that works for the iPad Pro models, and then this new Magic Keyboard folio for the iPad base model. And there's some other things we won't quite go through, but that's just comparing the new models that they've released. Now, let's talk quickly about, this size, because now, interestingly enough, this is the first time that Apple is now offering three unique iPads in the same general size and form factor. So again, this 11-inch Pro does a lot to, just a little bit more to reduce the bezel size. So technically, when you go measure it diagonally, it's a full 11 inches. Whereas the iPad Air 5th generation, which came out, the latest version of that, I believe it came out in this past spring. And then the iPad 10th generation, which again was also released earlier this week, those are only 10.9 inch. But you can see they're the same size overall in terms of form factor. Of course, price is the biggest difference here. $799 for the Pro, $599 for the Air, and $449 for this 10th generation iPad. But if we compare, there are big differences in terms of processing. Again, the iPad Pro and even iPad Air are going to blow away the iPad 10th generation in terms of performance because of the chip. The camera is about the same on the iPad Air and the 10th generation, but again, it's better on the iPad Pro. And they do have this landscape ultra-wide front camera on the iPad 10th generation. We're not going to dive into what that means, but overall, it's not a massive difference. But anyways, these are just the nuances and the differences. Of course, a nice thing about the iPad Pro line is that you do get the you get the Thunderbolt connectivity, the USB-C and Thunderbolt. The port there works with both, and also USB 4, whereas you're just limited to USB-C connectivity with the iPad Air and the base level iPad. And again, we look at these other differences. Face ID on the Pro, like we already said, Touch ID on the Air and the 10th generation can get much more storage on the Pro. And the Air and the Pro both work with the second generation iPad, or Apple Pencil rather, whereas the base level iPad 10th generation still working with that first generation iPad. And so that kind of is looking at it if you're looking for that size. I don't know if it's me. Well, I don't know. I'm not in the market for a new iPad, but I don't know. I'd probably land in the middle with the Air because it's still got that M1 chip. You know, I don't need my iPad to just blow away in terms of performance, but I would like, if I was going for this size, right now I have the iPad mini and that's what I like, but if I was going for this size, then I'd probably go right here in the middle with the iPad Air so that I did get that M1 chip. And also be able to use the second generation Apple Pencil. So that is something also there to consider in terms of if you're looking to get this, you know, 10.9 to 11 inch size iPad. Now, I want to also look at it from a perspective of the in terms of the affordability, not affordability as much as it is the kind of bringing the iPad mini into the mix here. So again, this is the, on the, if you're watching on the left, I've got the latest iPad Air, in the middle I've got the latest iPad, and on the right I've got the latest iPad mini, which again, I love the mini because of the small form factor. But if you look at performance wise, the mini is still going to be a little bit more powerful than the latest this 10th generation iPad, and the iPad Air, because it's got the M1 chip, is more powerful than both. Camera wise, it's very similar. Connectivity-wise, it's exactly the same. And so really what it comes down, you know, storage options are exactly the same. Touch ID on the top button with all of these. Again, I do like that the iPad mini works with the second generation Apple Pencil. It's nice just to have the magnetic version rather than having to have this version that plugs in, especially now that it requires a dongle for this one. So again, if it's me, oh yeah, I'm on the iPad mini. I love it. I love that size. But it does kind of give you, this is just to give you an idea of the difference between these three particular models. And the last thing I want to look about a kind of comparison is the affordability. Which one, in terms of these are the three iPads, three most affordable iPads. You've got the, they still have the 9th generation, so last year's iPad available. They're going to keep that available because that one is still more affordable at $329. And then they've got the $449 iPad, now the 10th generation, and the $499 iPad mini. And so this is their most affordable iPads. Again, you're sacrificing some screen size of that 9th generation because it's still got the home button, so you're losing some of the screen size. Is a similar form factor, but because of the bigger bezels and the home button, you're at 10.2 inches on the screen size. Then of course the iPad mini, you're at 8.3, because that's the point, it's mini. Of course you'd be sacrificing also on speed if you went with the 9th generation iPad. It even has a slower chip than the latest one, and of course the iPad mini is going to still have the fastest chip there. Camera, you're sacrificing on the iPad 9th generation. It's just not quite as good. And then, you know, it's still got the Lightning connector as opposed to USB-C. It's only got 4G as opposed to the other, that the iPad mini and the latest iPad 10th generation have 5G. The Touch ID on the old iPad, if you will, last year's iPad, is built into the home button. It's built into the top button again on the other two. And so storage options are about the same. First generation Apple Pencil with both the base level iPads, whereas again, the mini works with the second generation. And the mini does not work. I mean, it'll work with Bluetooth keyboards, but there's no keyboard made by Apple for it, whereas these other two do have these smart keyboards and the keyboard folio designed to work with these iPads. So that is just to give you an idea. And again, for me, I'm picking the mini. That's what I have right now. I love that form factor. But this is your most affordable iPads to get, either last year's iPad, this year's iPad, or what would have been last year's, but still the latest iPad mini. Well, that is, again, a quick overview of what Apple put out here recently in terms of iPads and the Apple TV. I hope it's helpful. If you have any questions at all, I'm sure I often get questions after I release an episode like this. Again, this is all fresh and new content as far as from Apple. And so, if you have, I'm sure we'll be learning more about them and you may have questions. So feel free to text your questions to 615-900-4461. That's 615-900-4461. Thanks thanks for being with me for this episode. I do hope that you will subscribe wherever you're listening to podcast or to our YouTube channel. And I look forward to seeing you next time right here as we continue to increase truth and inspire hope right here on the Must Increase podcast.